okay, this is like, I don't know, pretty amazing. I mean, it's like really amazing and exciting. And you know what? I just, I'm busting out. I'm busting, like June is busting out all over. Guess what? I am going to be celebrating 50,000 downloads of this podcast. Now, this podcast of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors. I can't wait to say thank you on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
And welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting partner Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York. Thank you so much for joining us today. I don't know what to tell you. I'm kind of speechless. Usually I have like bullet points and I have little paragraphs and things to share. Guess what? I'm just going to go by the seat of my pants today because I am just so full of joy and gratitude that I have received over 50,000 downloads of this podcast since we started almost 3 years ago. 50,000 people, maybe some of the same people, but people have downloaded this podcast. And I tell you what, I had no idea that this podcast would kind of get to this level. Now, I know, on the scale of podcasts, right? There are podcasters out there getting millions and millions of downloads. You know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking that here, this one little idea of starting a podcast could grow to this level. I'm getting hundreds of thank yous from people all over the world. I'm getting many of you submitting your self-tapes for me to evaluate on the podcast. That's pretty exciting. I've also got a lot of people who are doing cross-promotional stuff. In other words, I'm talking about their business. I'm talking about their studios, their work. And guess what? They're kind enough to also promote the podcast. So it's been this amazing synergy of really amazing people. And you are absolutely part of that synergy. In fact, if it wasn't for you, I don't know, I don't think I'd be doing this. So I want this to be a celebration today. I want this to be a time where we can reflect a little bit about what we've gone through and yet what we are looking forward to as we move ahead, both in the podcast and as your career, your acting career. Because you know what? I've dedicated myself to really making sure that I can give you the best information to help you feel more confident, more comfortable, and more excited about your journey as an actor. That's all I want from anybody is for them to participate in the podcast and to stay excited like I am about this. Now, speaking of putting shout-outs out there, I put together just a two-minute quick little, I don't know, it's kind of a commercial, but it really is just a shout out to all of those people over the past few years who have made this podcast successful. So I beg your indulgence to just listen to the shout outs that I have for the following. I guess they're sponsors, but more than anything, they're shouting out my podcast and I'm shouting out them. So give a listen to that. Come on back and we're going to be talking about the future of the podcast, but we're also going to be talking about some helpful things that you can do right now for your career. So stay tuned. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Are you interested in honing your voiceover skills? My good friend and voice talent Philip Galinsky is running yourvostudio.com. Coaching the creative process for voiceover artists is their passion. So go to yourvostudio, all one word, .com for more information. Thanks, Philip. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. Thank you. Well, welcome back. I hope that wasn't too difficult. I don't hope that wasn't kind of like a hassle to have to get through listening to all those great studios, friends, people that have helped me grow this podcast, and my deepest thanks to them. So let's just talk a little bit about how the podcast got started a little over 2 years ago. And it really came out of a place of frustration, I have to say. When I first started working with Pat McCorkle at McCorkle Casting, and I did that for, gosh, a good 10 years. And I really enjoyed it very much. I loved doing it. Now, I was an actor for 20 years before I got started in casting. In between those two times, between acting and casting, I actually did a little bit of a stint as an executive director of a radio and television broadcast training school. And I had no administrative experience whatsoever doing that. But it did teach me so much about what it was to be on the air and training potential broadcasters on how to get on the radio and how to get on television was really helpful for me, because what I realized over time, and this took a long time for me to get to, was that all of the current or past experiences I've had seem to coalesce, ooh, good word, and really become useful in this new journey that I find myself on. Here's what I mean by that. First of all, starting as an actor, loving performance, really having a good run as an actor for 20 years, then transitioning into being the administrator of a training school, then going into casting. Each one of those areas seemed to really spark something in me to want to do or take this background, this experience that I had, into something more. And guess what? The thing that topped it off was teaching. When I started teaching, both at the broadcast training school, but also in New York, teaching actors about scene study, monologues, just how-to kinds of classes, including voiceover work, because I'd done a bunch of voiceover work as well, that really floated me. I don't know. Is that a weird thing to say? Floated me? I didn't do that many drugs in the 90s, so I don't know if that's inappropriate. But it just really gave me this sort of sense of, oh my gosh, podcasting makes complete and perfect sense to me right now. So you know what? Opening up my little tiny second bedroom, creating a studio. And if you look way back at the archives, you're going to see me sitting at this little kind of makeshift desk. And then I had a monitor screen in the background with the logo. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to try this. I'm just going to see what this is all about. And lo and behold, over a very brief period of time, it became hundreds, then thousands, and now 50,000 downloads of the podcast later. Now, I'm not even counting the videos on YouTube, because I'm simulcasting the podcast on YouTube. And I'm not even counting those. The YouTube channel isn't kind of doing as well, and I'm not sure why that is. But listen, if you could get the word out, tell your friends, it would mean a lot. Also, if you could put a review on iTunes, for example, for the podcast, subscribing to the channel, both on YouTube or on Podbean, which is where I'm being hosted, that would really help me a lot. I mean, I'm incentivized, as you can hear. I didn't drink that much caffeine today, but you can tell I'm kind of juiced about all of this. But here's the thing. As long as there are people that are interested in what I have to say, I am going to be shouting it from the rooftops for as long as I possibly can, and I have you to thank. So I'm doing my very best to practice gratitude today. Gratitude for those people who promoted the podcast, but mostly gratitude for you for taking the time, being a regular listener, tuning in every week to find out what is next on the agenda, to figure out how Jeff is going to wiggle his way through and navigate the waters of what it is to being an actor. It's meant so very, very much. I also want to talk about some future episodes. I'm really excited because I've been hearing from many of you who've been sending in your self-tapes for evaluation. Now, that's kind of weird in a way in my mind because partly because of the podcast, I'm just literally, you can only hear the self-tape. You can only hear the audition. But you know what? As I describe and critique those auditions live on the air, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it live. I think it's really helpful because you can really hear my reaction to some of those moments that are taking place. But also, if you watch it on video, if you go to the YouTube channel, you can actually see the self-tape video. So I've got several lined up, and I'm excited that I'll be able to share that with you as well. I also looking forward to sharing some more hands-on concrete information, not only about agents. I mean, for example, the blog that I have coming up at Actor and Voice Studios is, are you ready for an agent? And it's not whether an agent's ready for you, but are you ready? So really going through a checklist of things that you might find helpful and valuable for an agent. That's a podcast as well that I'm looking forward to presenting to you. Also, just giving you some tips for being successful, whether it's in an audition, whether it's in a new environment, like, for example, if you're transitioning from stage into film and television, then you know what? I want to give you those success tips, those little tiny things to think about, just to distract you in the best of all possible ways for you to feel more confident, more comfortable, and really more prepared for the booking when it happens. So I'm looking forward to sharing that and the very next podcast after this one. Are you unique enough? A question that we ask ourselves all of the time. So you know what? I've never had to struggle for the right subject for the podcast. I've never had a kind of a writer's block, if you will, on doing these podcasts. I just have all of this information and it just kinds of, you can tell, right? It keeps gushing forth. And so I'm really, really happy that you're still with us and I hope you continue to do so. I wanted to just take a moment and just talk to you a little bit about how exciting it is. Not only do I have gratitude for the podcast, but you know what? At McCorkle Casting right now, I'm really excited to tell you that theater is opening back up. Isn't that exciting? It really is. That we're starting to see seasons coming into their own for many of our theaters that we've done work for. For example, a Barrington Stage Company is starting to put together an entire season, and we're in the middle of casting several actors for Barrington Stage. I'm happy to say that the Guthrie Theater, you know, one of the world premier theaters in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has started up again. And we are so happy to continue our association with the Guthrie Theater. So they're starting their seasons coming up. They're going to be casting in late summer and begin their season in early fall. So that's something also to look forward to. Also, George Street Playhouse. It's within the proximity of New York City, being in New Brunswick, New Jersey. David Sain, artistic director, is putting together an amazing season that you might want to stay tuned for. Be on the lookout for things coming up at George Street Playhouse. So that's what's happening on the theater side. And on the film side, oh my goodness, I can tell you we're working on 7 films right now. No kidding. Each of these projects, film projects, are in various stages of casting. But gosh, you know what? We are up to our ass in alligators trying to facilitate getting these film projects off the ground, getting casts, getting the productions going on many of these projects. And we are so grateful for that. But it's also exciting because that's a sign of greater things to come. And I hope you can feel that way as well. Finally, I just want to say I love teaching so much. And I know you've heard me say that many times before. And I'm a little nervous. You know, I love the teaching part of it. And it is something that is just in my bones. I'm also casting, and so I'm trying to balance it out between the podcast and the teaching opportunities that I get offered, and also doing the work as a casting partner at McCorkle Casting. It's been a little challenging finding the balance of that. So I hope that if you have some time and some energy and some interest in taking some classes, I would love to have a chance to meet you. I would love to have a chance to work with you. I just don't feel, frankly, that I'm able to, I can't say yes to every offering that I get as far as classes are concerned. I have to be honest with you about that. But if you're interested in taking some classes, then I encourage you to go to the website. By the way, the shout outs that I gave are all places that I have found really just a great resource for many, many actors. And I love teaching there. So I'm teaching an occasional class at all of these studios. I don't try to just kind of book myself willy-nilly. I emotionally, physically, I don't think I'm capable of doing it all the time. But I do want to make sure that if you're interested in taking some classes with me, I would love to have you. You just need to check out where I'll be teaching some of those classes, and I'm updating the website so you can kind of find that out. Now, if we haven't worked together, it would really be fun for you to consider taking a class so that we can get to know each other a little bit better. That would be fun for me, and I hope it would be fun for you. The bottom line is it's time that we think about getting back to work. What does that mean? What does that mean for you? Well, it means making sure that you are ready. And what does that mean? Well, that simply means taking a look at the tools that you need to have in place. Those tools include, are your pictures and resumes up to date? I mean, really, if you're using a picture from 6 months to a year ago, it's time to take another look. By the way, I haven't seen a huge difference between pictures that are meant for theatrical productions or pictures that are meant for film and television productions. So from my vantage point, I don't see a lot of difference in those pictures. But what I do see is that the pictures have to really, really look like you. Catch you in a spontaneous, non-posed way, taken by a professional headshot photographer. That's the absolute most important thing. Now, as far as resumes are concerned, I'm seeing a lot of really interesting creative resumes that are out there. Just make sure you know that your one-page resume, cut down to an 8x10 size, is really a one-page layout, snapshot, I don't know, catalog of information about you so that I can read it easily and tell who you are just from that one-page read. It's not easy, But taking the time to make sure you've done it right makes absolute sense. And then third of all, clearly classes are the cornerstone of keeping you energized, keeping you focused, and keeping you excited on having the career of your dreams. And then, of course, finally, here's my shameless plug, is if you continue to listen to the podcast, if you haven't heard podcasts from even 2 years ago, I encourage you to do it, because the content on all of my podcasts, I try to make evergreen. What I mean by that is I try to make the information useful no matter when it's happening. So I don't go into, stuff that's going to be kind of just useful for present day, this moment. I am talking about really information that's going to be useful for you long term. And so I would encourage you to go back into some past episodes if you haven't listened to them. And what can I say? Thank you so very much for participating. I hope this is kind of a different kind of episode for me, because I'm sort of just doing stream of consciousness. I hope you'll forgive me if this has been like too nerve-wracking for you. But I am genuinely pleased and genuinely, thank you very much, genuinely excited to continue Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and I hope to see you next week on the next episode. Thank you so very much for 50,000 downloads of the podcast, and I will see you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support. Whee! Just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.